Good morning, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub. Home of fresh squeezed drinks, great food, and live music this Friday, 6 p.m. Vinnie Hines rocks Main Street Pub. Now that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring our report for many years, and we've got a visitor coming to town, looks like this weekend. It's going to disrupt our little party weekend with our social distancing and everything. Is that storm called Isis, or whatever you want to call it? I have a hard time spelling it. I had to write it down because I keep spelling it wrong. Whoever invented this word up, or whatever this name is, they're pretty whacked out. And this storm's pretty whacked out because every model is a little different. Swami's been in here looking them over and over and over again, and one of them shows us at Surf Guru headquarters being in the bullseye, the center. Luckily so far, the storm looks like it's not too strong. It's got to go over these mountains, and it's getting kind of torn up a little bit, but it's going to get a little more organized, and it looks like it's headed right towards Miami kind of right now, and then sort of veer off and maybe hug the coast a little bit. And being closer to land like this, it doesn't look like it's going to get so strong. So let's hope not. I did see some of the reports with NOAA, with the text reports and stuff, 55 miles an hour gusts possible. And looks like it might hang around for a whole weekend, it looks like until Sunday evening, and then it'll move off up here in Central Florida. It looks like South Florida late Saturday night moves off, and then Sunday is going to be clean up for you guys, and we're still going to have some wind up here and probably some stormy conditions at least all the way through Sunday. And then it looks like possibly Monday is going to be the surf day as the storm moves away from us on late Sunday night, Monday morning, and it looks like there could be good surf for Monday up and down the East Coast from North Florida all the way down. Now it might stall up there, but it looks like once it gets past us a little bit in Daytona, it starts to take off a little bit. There's just been watching these storms for a while now. It's weird how they do, and it looks like this hugs the coast and then goes out a little bit at Palm Beach, just like the one of them did a couple years ago. So you guys check out the wave model. I've got a little video going up that the updated August 2nd version with the same video as yesterday, but a different video from today for the same date, August 2nd. All right, you guys stay safe out there. Surf's definitely coming up. We're still watching, don't know where it's going, but it is headed this way. So it's either gonna hit us or go by us, or we might not get too much at all. We'll just have to wait and see. It's a long time off till late Saturday and Sunday. All right, you guys take it easy. Winds are gonna start picking up tomorrow on Saturday, South Florida, if not already today. All right, take it easy. Surf Guru will be back for Mahalo Monday. Surf's up. See ya.